The report released by the Ministry of Commerce looks at the supply and demand for consumer goods in China. It shows the consumer demand for imported products remains high, with 1 out of 5 survey respondents saying that 30% of their spending went towards imported goods.
My daughter likes imported toys and snacks like crisps and things like that.
I prefer imported goods, such as drinks and daily necessities, since their quality is reliable.
Popular imported products include cosmetics, maternal and infant products, watches, eyeglasses, cars, and jewelry. When they are buying imported products, consumers often consider factors like their safety, quality, and brand name. Bai Min is a researcher at the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation. He says that the high demand for imported goods is a sign of how quickly incomes are rising in China.
In the past, people would often compare prices when going shopping due to their limited income, but now they will attach more importance to the quality and brand of the imported goods since their livelihood has improved.
The survey also showed that about 31% of the respondents expect to increase their spending on imported goods over the next 6 months. This is good news for retailers. Some 24% of the retailers responding to the survey said that the sale of imported goods accounts for over half of their total sales. Sales of passenger vehicles make up the largest share of the value of imported goods sold in China, followed by home furnishings, jewelry, and electronic devices. Chinese vendors reported that they expect to increase sales of more than 30 different imported products, such as wine, fresh foods, and sportswear. Zhang Jianping is also with the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation. He suggests that China should keep expanding its imports to keep up with consumer demand.
The demand of Chinese consumers has continued to grow as the country has a large middle-income consumer base. To further upgrade their consumption and meet their demands, we should actively expand imports. On the other hand, upgraded consumption can also boost economic growth.
On Wednesday, China's State Council decided to further cut import tariffs for daily consumer goods starting July the 1st. The tariff cuts will cover a variety of commodities including clothing and accessories, home appliances, detergents, processed food, as well as cosmetics, medicines, and health products. The move aims to expand the opening of the country's economy, better meet consumer demands, and boost the quality of goods in the domestic market. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.